Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back, muy buenos tardes. Hoy is, what is today? Martes 27 de julio. Today is Tuesday, July 27th. We're almost in August. Can you all believe that 2021 is almost over? We're past mid-year now. We're headed into Christmas, into the holiday season, you know, and I'm going to talk about the hierophant. Now, frente a su hierofante. Now, remember, the hierofante son estructuras creadas o promovidas por la sociedad. La sociedad es gentes, no es una cosa. The hierophant is structures created by and created by people or promoted by society. Society is not a thing. Society is people. So we could say, when we see the hierophant come up in the tower, we say, this is society. And going by society's rules and what society dictates and what society deems correct or incorrect. Society is not a thing. Society is people like that. So some of you could be facing your hierophant, and the hierophant also for me denotes structures that were set in place by humans before we were on Earth. It could be companies, corporations, businesses. The hierophant is systems all governed by people. And it's not just the authority figures that put those systems in place. Those systems would crumble if the majority of society was not supporting those systems. A system cannot stand if the majority of people are not supporting the system like that. So is an overwhelming majority of the people have to be supporting the system for it to stand, for it to continue. I'm going to hit on that a little bit about systems like companies, corporations, businesses, you know, and that have people in authority for the negative or the positive. Some of you may be facing that type of hierophant. You may have faced that hierophant before. Your hierophant could be your job. You know, the company you work for. No matter what. When I say the company you work for, it doesn't mean that you were working at a Fortune 500 company. It means that if you were working at McDonald's or you were a store clerk, or you worked at the bank, those are companies, that's a company that could be owned by a corporation, or it could be a private business. It's still a company or a corporation, whatever. So some of you may have, or a school is the hierophant. The university, that's your hierophant. Some of you may have faced your hierophant in the past and failed. Around this time, you'll be facing your hierophant again, and your hierophant will be on your side like that. Because some structures that have been set into place, companies, corporations, systems that have set into place, are working on our behalf also. Sometimes it could be that you're trying to get into that. You need the favor of that system, the school, the company, the corporation. You want the job, or you want the system to work in your favor like that. So sometimes you need the favor of that system. And sometimes some of you could be coming across systems, hierophants that you're going to be feeling lucky and happy that you came across like that. So the hierophant isn't always negative, but I'm going to talk about love and romance, and I'm going to tell you something else about your hierophant. Where it's going to kind of be out there romantically. Now, but so those of you that are dealing with your hierophant in that way, your hierophant is going to be working on your behalf. You have a second opportunity to face your hierophant like that, and you're going to be promoted in facing it. Could happen is actually going to be working in your favor. That system, that company, that corporation, that school, that job, that whatever it is. So, but I want to talk about love now. And the hierophant, romantically, the hierophant. Now, romantically, the hierophant denotes traditional relationships. My moon is in Capricorn. Capricorn denotes traditional relationships. You know, and I also have, and Saturn rules Capricorn. I also have Saturn in Gemini. This is actually the morning ramble. It's just not morning because this is going to be, it's going to be kind of, we're talking about the hierophant. We're talking about Saturn. You know, we're talking about spirituality, but I'm also talking about love. So this could go on any of the podcasts. It will definitely be useful. So the hierophant is usually traditional relationships. I have Saturn in Gemini. I have, my moon is in Capricorn. I have a Saturn Uranus trine in my chart. People with a Saturn Uranus trine in their chart, they could work well within the old system and the new system. They don't feel restricted. They could work well within both of them. And they don't feel stifled or oppressed. They know how to work around the energies. They know how to work well with the energies like that. So it's wrong, but romantically, if we're talking about your hierophant, romantically, your hierophant would be where, okay, your hierophant, and some people, they could get their hierophant from what they see on television, romantic relations on the television, the ideal relationship. Their hierophant, what they look at as a committed relationship for them, because the hierophant is about committed relationships. What they look at as a committed relationship from them, they get that idea from television, like that. Or they get their hierophant romantically in committed relationships from society. What society deems is appropriate for a romantic relationship. The order of the relationship, the way the relationship should pan out, what the person should say, who the person should be, like that. They get it. It comes from society's representation or deeming what is appropriate as it relates to romantic relationships. Now, the age that we're in, the energy that we're under, it's about those hierophants are going to fail. Because I have my Saturn Uranus trying to denote something with me being a spiritual teacher talking to you all. It's about, respecting the hierophant, structures and foundations. That's Saturn. Because Saturn is like the patriarchy, the hierophant is the patriarchy. Now, and also is Uranus. I had a Saturn Uranus trine. So it would be about your own freedom and liberation and you stating romantically what your hierophant is, meaning you stating what your committed relationship is. And your hierophant is supposed to be different than what the televisions told you your hierophant should be, or what society promotes and tells you that your hierophant should be. Why? Because Uranus is individuality and Saturn is society and the hierophant, but it's about, because you have to live in society, but you're also an individual and you have structure, Saturn, but you also have your own individuality and your ability to go against the grain if you have the confidence and courage to do it and create your own hierophant like that. Because if you ever try to create a hierophant that doesn't belong to you, you're going to fail every time. And it's not about, well, it's going to fail because I'm with this person. No, it's going to fail no matter who you're with. You're not going to come across that person that hierophant that doesn't belong to you is going to work with. Because everybody that crosses your path, and some of you, it could be you that every person that crosses your path still, every person whose path crosses yours. Okay, you're going to be speaking or being spoken to, hopefully if you're individualistic and unique and it goes above beyond uniqueness and the individuality sounding good on paper, but then you follow the hierophant, but you speak about uniqueness and individual. No, it's if you are a unique individual, the way that everybody is supposed to be or should be, it will be about, you will be speaking romantically around this time period, what your hierophant is. Now, what's going to promote and provoke is you're going to be provoked to speak what your hierophant is. Now, you're going to be, this is what's going to provoke you to speak what your hierophant is. Because whoever you, nobody can meet your needs if you don't even know what your needs are. And your needs aren't going to be met if they came from television or they came from what society told you your needs should be based on your committed romantic relationship, your hierophant. We all have our own hyphens. All of us have our own individual hyphen. Nobody can get up on a podium and say, this is the hyphen, I'm the hyphen, everybody's moral relationship should be like this. You should be with that person, you should be with that person, you should be with that one because society says so. And I'm the hyphen, and that is a one shoe fits all for society. That's the hyphen. And that can only work if society, people promote it. Now, or the majority of them promote it. When everybody learns that they are a unique individual and their hyphen is going to look different than the next hyphen's look, that's when you come across the person romantically that is the correct person for you. Even though on the outside, when you look at romantic relationships on the outside, everybody's relationship can look, when you look around you, you don't know what's going on inside of people's houses. You don't know what's going on between them intimately, the intimate exchange that they're having. You don't know what type of romantic relationship they have. You only see the external, and it could look like a perfect relationship to you. It could be perfect for them, but don't take that perfect as cookie cutter hyphen. This is what I want perfect. It's perfect for them because it's two individuals that came across one another's path that they had a similar hyphen. Their hyphen is not, their hyphen is similar, but their hyphen is unique, and their hyphen isn't cookie cutter. On the surface, when you look at that relationship, you could just see, okay, the husband, the wife, or whoever the two people in the relationship, the dog, the two children, and the car, and the fence. That's how it looks on the surface, because you don't know what brought those two people together. You don't know what strangeness brought them together, and that's their hyphen. That's their committed relationship. You don't know what likes and dislikes they have, and that's their hyphen. That's their committed relationship. So you can't say, "Well, I want a relationship like Jamie and Jeff has, my friends, because it seems perfect. They have their children, they have their car, they're going to birthday parties, they're being invited." You can't say that because behind closed doors, whoever the names, Jeffrey and Jamie or whoever, they can have an open relationship, and that's their hyphen. It works for them. It's just on the surface, what people see, society sees, is a perfect, normal relationship or family. They can have an open relationship, and it works for them. They have a unique hyphen, and they came across, two people came across one another that had that unique hyphen, and it works for them. They can have a relationship that is, they're kind of traditional. Traditional, but really not traditional, because they brought their own individuality into it. They can have a relationship where it could be a BDSM relationship. And on the surface, it looks picture perfect. And they have the children, they have the dog, and they're smiling in the photos, they're going to birthday parties, and you're saying, well, I want to be like Dick and Jane, because they look perfect. You don't know what's going on in their homes. You don't know what their hyphen is. You don't know what their hyphen is, the foundation that relationship is built upon, that they decided their hyphen was. Not what society decided the hyphen was. So you never look at other people's relationship and say you want that, because you're looking at the surface. And you never look at television and say, that's the type of relationship what I want, because that's fantasy. And you can't look at your friends or people around you and say, I want what they have, because that's the surface. You don't know what brought those two people together. And you have to always come into your own individuality and say, I'm this type of person. This is the type of person that I am. And a person similar to me is what matches me or what I want, like that. Now, if you don't do that, you're going to come across people that are going to tell you what their hyphen is. And it's not that they're wrong and you have to change their hyphen to be your hyphen. It can sometimes be that your hyphen isn't even yours. Your hyphen came from the television. Your hyphen came to what you perceive as positive relationships around you that you can say you want that can be positive, but you don't know what's going on between those, in those closed doors, that makes it positive for the people that are in it, like that. So you always have to know who you are and then seek your hyphen. If you don't, you're going to come across someone and you're not going to be able to get what you want from them. You're not going to be able to meet their needs and then they'll eventually tell you what their hyphen is. And you can't say, well, I agree to your hyphen because I want you to convince you that my hyphen is correct and what I want. Well, what your hyphen is, it doesn't even belong to you. You got it from somewhere else, like that. You're not even going as an individual. Or what your hyphen is, it is yours, but you can't think that you could get them to change their hyphen to meet yours just because they are in agreement of being in a commitment with you. So don't do that. It's about being an individual and coming across people that your high fives don't match, you're not compatible, and that being okay, and you continue to search for your high five, and you will come across it. Some of you are speaking out your high five to people, and they're listening. They are most definitely listening. These people want to be in romantic relationships with you. Your high fit doesn't come from television. Your high fit doesn't come from what society says your high fit should be. Your high fit comes from your own individuality, and it can be shocking. Now, and you're speaking your high fit. These people are going to have to take into consideration not the good aspects of what they want from you based on some of the stuff you say your high fit is. They're going to have to take the totality of what your high fit is, because those are the shoes that they'll have to fill. Until next time. That's why somebody's making clear what their high fit is like that and what their needs are as regards to their own unique and individual high fit. That is most definitely what different than what society deems should be their high fit. Until next time, thanks for listening. That's the Morning Ramble. Bye.